Happy New Year, Tar Heels. This is your GAA career coach, Catherine Tuttle. And January is the time of year that I start getting an increase in requests from alumni looking to update their resume, or even at times, create a resume from scratch. If you fall into the latter category, don't worry, don't panic, you're not alone, and I'm here to help. Whether you're actively looking or just starting to think about putting yourself out there, your resume is an important tool, one that showcases your accomplishments and the value add you bring to an organization. Even if you're not thinking about entering the job market, proactively updating your resume is never a bad idea and will definitely save you some grief down the road when you get asked for one unexpectedly. Given the uptick in requests, the GAA and I thought it would be helpful to provide a new tool for those working on their resume. One that, if completed, will allow us to maximize our time together during our annual coaching session. I'm going to spend the next 10 minutes or so walking you through this resume worksheet, a tool that I use with my private clients and have adapted for GAA members. And while I'm doing so, I'm going to address some common questions that I get when people are reviewing this for the first time. For those who may get going and have additional questions that I don't answer, we will be hosting a Zoom session in February where you can ask your questions live in real time. And if you haven't already checked out the sample resumes on the GAA site, I'd recommend doing so if you need a little more structure or inspiration. In the meantime, feel free to open up the GAA resume worksheet and listen along. You'll notice that part one of the worksheet asks for you to list your desired position and specific job titles. You may even want to pull a few job descriptions that represent the type of role you would like to apply for. This will help in terms of identifying the experience and skills associated with these roles so that you can then match them with your own experience to date. I think it's important to note that if you are struggling with part one, the very beginning of part one, in terms of knowing what type of role you'd like to focus on next, this may not be the right next step for you. And I'd recommend watching the Getting Unstuck webinar we hosted in November or the Making Career Transitions webinar that we hosted a few years back. Both are on the GAA website and both offer insight into determining next steps in your career. And we provide some activities that will help you gain clarity. We'll also be following up with more resources in the coming months. So keep an eye out on your GAA emails for more information. Going back to the worksheet, with part one, I often get asked whether to list professional organizations and community involvement activities. Do these actually add value? Are they important? For both, I would suggest listing them if they are things that you are currently doing, organizations you are active in and adding value to. If you were active in Habitat for Humanity 5 years ago, but haven't built a house since then, it's simply not worth listing. And it's certainly not something you want to get asked about in an interview. If you are active in an organization, let's say you're the treasurer of a nonprofit board or your school's PTA, and you want to highlight financial acumen because finance isn't a part of your day-to-day job, then you might also consider adding content rather than just listing the involvement. It is perfectly reasonable to add bullet points under your community involvement. I also get asked quite a bit whether or not you can list coursework, whether that's in person or online, or trainings that you are currently taking but have not completed. The answer is yes. Just list the expected date of completion so it's clear that you are in process. Moving on to part two. This is where we build out your work experience. Here, I would suggest focusing on the last 10 years. There is no need to build out content for jobs that were further back, unless you have relevant experience that highlights a skill set not seen in more recent roles. Or if you're looking to re-enter the paid workforce after time away. In either case, this experience can be highlighted, but you need to be able to talk about it as if it were yesterday. So you'll likely have to do some digging to refresh your memory. Speaking of digging into past roles, looking through past performance reviews can be incredibly helpful as you work through this section. If you don't have access to performance reviews, then I would suggest connecting with past colleagues or current colleagues that you trust, and/or doing some research on LinkedIn, reviewing the profiles of those who may have worked on past projects with you. This can sometimes help jog your memory and fill in the gap around certain details. Oftentimes, it's also a wake-up call to people in terms of how they speak about or write about their past experience when they see how others have highlighted the success of those projects. For each position you've held, it's certainly important to list your scope of responsibility, but the most important part of your resume is showcasing your accomplishments. Oftentimes, I see resumes that look like more of a postmortem, just here's everything I've done. But in fact, we want to be highlighting your successes. And that is where the STAR story activities come into play. Going through this exercise is helpful not only for your resume, but for your interviews when you'll be asked for specific examples of your past experience. On a resume, we focus on the action and the result within our bullets. But in an interview, you have the opportunity to elaborate on the situation and the task. I've included a sample for you to work from on the worksheet that you can use as a guide. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this recording, there are also sample resumes online, both for recent grads and more experienced alumni. Keep in mind that while we want to quantify as much as possible, we won't always be able to include numbers like I did in this example. And I get this question a lot. You know, how do I showcase the value if I can't put a number next to it? In those cases, I encourage clients to think about the goal of that action. You know, were you hoping to streamline efforts? Were you hoping to increase collaboration? Or were you creating a cohesive message across the organization? These are all valuable contributions, even if there's no number associated with them. For example, let's say you were part of launching a new project management software within your organization, but either you have no way to track the stats or it just hasn't been long enough to quantify the impact. In either case, we could still have a bullet on the resume. Perhaps it says, identified and implemented a project management platform that streamlined workflows across departments and enhanced communication across multiple projects and teams. Another example would be writing an employee manual rather than just having a bullet that says, wrote an employee manual. To elaborate, we can include specific topics covered, like FMLA policy or disciplinary procedures. Once you've had the chance to complete your worksheet, we would love for you to join us for our February webinar. Of course, we also understand that some of you have an immediate need. And in that case, feel free to schedule your annual coaching session and we can review your worksheet together, clarify and build out content, and start crafting a strategic resume that will help you stand out in 2022. I look forward to talking with many of you in the coming weeks and months.